Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area about local issues, and your opinions are needed. This survey is very quick and confidential. Okay, are you registered to vote in this address in Colorado?
Yeah.
Okay, now are you a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or not affiliated with either party?
Not affiliated.
Not affiliated. Okay. All right, ma'am. And this November, there will be an election for U.S. president and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Okay. Would that be very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain to vote?
Very certain.
Okay. All right, ma'am. First of all, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does providing a quality education on its students? You don't have an opinion, just, you know, what you
nope.
heard or... Okay. No
I problem. Don't have an opinion.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. And do you think the overall level of property taxes in Colorado homeowners pay are too much, too much high, about right, probably a little low given the quality of level of service provided?
I don't know about right.
About right? Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am. The school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve a new school bond for building projects across the district. If approved, you know, this bond money would be used to increase the school security, construct new schools, make repairs and renovations on existing schools, and as well as replace aging buildings and expand technical job skills training that prepare students to fill today high-paying and demand jobs. Knowing this, okay, knowing that a bigger bond means being able to do more, school building and renovation projects, please answer if you vote yes or no on each of the following three bond options. Okay, option one would be a $750 million bond at a cost of $1.
I can tell you no on all three.
Okay, well, just let me read them to you, and then you can say no, okay? That way it's actually like, on a survey. That's what they want to hear, your opinion, okay? Okay, a cost of $1.97 per month and a higher property tax equals to 23.61 cents a year for every 100,000 home value, but who has some of the school building projects? Would that be yes or no?
No.
Okay, no. Okay, and option two would be a $850 million bond, a cost of $2.29 per month, and a higher property taxes equal to $27.43 a year over $100,000 of home value, which will pay for many, but not all new school building projects needed. Vote yes or no?
No.
Okay, and the last one, say option three, would be a $950 million bond at a cost of $2.44 per year, per month, and a higher property taxes equals to $29.31 per year for every $100,000 of home value, which would meet the school building and other services expenses needed for the district. Would you vote yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, lastly on this topic, okay, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teachers' pay, at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year, for every $100,000 of home value. Would you vote yes or no on this CCSD property tax increase?
I vote yes on that.
Vote yes, okay. All right, ma'am, and following up, opponents to tax increase ballot issue might say, the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money. wasteful, high administration, overhead costs, and low performing schools. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this opponent's statement?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Lastly, here are some statements supporters of passing, you know, Cherry Creek School District ballot measures might give, you know, as reasons for voting yes. Rate is either a persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not at all persuasive reason to go yes, and, you know, to raise property taxes to fund projects and improvements at CCSD schools. Okay, continuous security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep all kids safe and secure. Would you say that's very persuasive, somewhat, or not at all persuasive?
Yes, that's somewhat persuasive.
Somewhat? Okay. Despite recent increases in property taxes, state funding has simultaneously been reduced for kindergarten through 12 schools. And it's, you know, it's up to Cherry Creek voters to approve this year's ballot issue if they want to improve their school building or raise teachers' pay. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Somewhat. Tell me more.
All right, ma'am, we're almost done. This, like I say, it's a very, I'm only going to read you these statements and we should be done, okay? These are about the supporters. Okay, passing the meal levy ballot issue means being able to increase teachers and staff pay so that Cherry Creek is able to stay ahead in competing in neighboring school districts and keeping our quality teachers. This also reduces the cost of having to hire and train new teachers while adequately staffing, you know, our schools to meet the students' needs. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Somewhat persuasive.
Okay, school buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old, you know, they need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated, just like any home or property that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
That's not persuasive.
Not persuasive. Okay, CCSD has a tradition of excellence in public education and status as one of the best schools district in the state. Voters should continue to support the district's bond measures and building projects as a way to stay ahead in neighboring districts such as Douglas County, Aurora, and Denver, who are, you know, asking their voters this November to approve a total of nearly $3 billion in school improvements. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, and expanding Cherry Creek's Innovation Campus, you know, and skills training will provide more students a career pathway to certification to high-paying and demand jobs such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, and others that demand technology skills. This not only provides skilled workers needed today in Denver Metro, but turns students into productive taxpaying citizens. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Somewhat.
Okay, somewhat. All right, ma'am. Passing the bond provides, you know, this funding for CCSD to design, develop, and launch a first of its kind inspiring education program. This program is a strategic investment in the future of Cherry Creek, as it will support the recruitment, professional development, and retention of the very best teacher educator. By doing so, it will ensure that Cherry Creek maintains its excellence in education for years to come, providing a secure and stable educational environment for our students. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not?
No.
Not persuasive, okay?
No.
All right, ma'am. And the last one says, adding more mental health professionals to meet the growing demand for services will help thousands more students cope with today's pressure and be safer, more productive learners. Would that be very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
That's persuasive. Yeah, very.
Very? Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and after hearing all this information, okay, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for a school building repairs and replacement, expand a space to meet demand on technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teacher's pay. At a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year, for every $100,000 of home value, would you vote yes or no on this CCSD property tax increase?
I would vote no.
No on this, okay. All right, ma'am, and just the last questions are just for statistical purpose. What is your gender?
Hello.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age? Are you 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
55.
55, okay. All right, ma'am, and do you have any children 18 or under?
No.
Okay. And do you have any grandchildren who attend Cherry Creek School District schools?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just to make sure we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race? Are you Black, African American, white, Caucasian, Latino, Hispanic, Asian, or Pacific Islander, or other? Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.